The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The tax collectors and the sinners were all seeking the company of Jesus to hear what he had to say. And the Pharisees and the scribes complained. "This man," they said, "welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he spoke this parable to them. A man had two sons. The younger son said to his father, "Father, let me have the share of the estate that would come to me." So the father divided the property between them. A few days later, the younger son got together everything he had and left for a distant country, where he squandered the money on a life of debauchery. When he had spent it all, that country experienced a severe famine, and now he began to feel the pinch. So he hired himself out to one of the local inhabitants, who put him on his farm to feed the pigs. And he would willingly have filled his belly with the husks the pigs were eating, but no one offered him anything. Then he came to his senses and said, "How many of my father's paid servants have more food than they want? And here am I, dying of hunger. I will leave this place and go to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as one of your paid servants.'" So he left the place and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with pity. He ran to the boy, clasped him in his arms, and kissed him tenderly. Then his son said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the calf we have been fattening and kill it. We are going to have a feast, a celebration, because this son of mine was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and is found." And they began to celebrate. Now the elder son was out in the fields, and on his way back, as he drew near the house, he could hear music and dancing. Calling one of the servants, he asked what it was all about. "Your brother has come," replied the servant, "and your father has killed the calf we had fattened because he has got him back safe and sound." He was angry then and refused to go in, and his father came out to plead with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I have slaved for you and never once disobeyed your orders. Yet you never offered me so much as a kid for me to celebrate with my friends. But for this son of yours, when he comes back after swallowing up your property, he and his women, you kill the calf we had been fattening." The father said, "My son, you are with me always, and all I have is yours. But it is only right we should celebrate and rejoice, because your brother here was dead and has come to life. He was lost and is found." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most emotionally painful experiences that can afflict us is when there has been a serious falling out within our families, among those we love. It could be between spouses, siblings, or between parents and children. Things are done, or words are said, that can act as a catalyst for a major rupture in the family. Depending on its nature, it can cause deep and lasting hurt. Sometimes the rupture or fracture is so serious that reconciliation seems impossible to realize. Sadly, it happens all too often. The parable of the prodigal son vividly and powerfully portrays such a family falling out, with all the drama of pain, hurt, bitterness, and resentment that it gives rise to. The three key players are the father and his younger and older sons. We tend to focus on the younger son simply because he behaves so disrespectfully and insultingly to his father in demanding his inheritance, and when he receives it, squanders it all in pleasure-seeking pursuits. The attitude of the older son, which may appear understandable and for which we may have some sympathy, actually betrays a churlish attitude at best by not being able to stomach the reinstatement of his repentant younger brother into the bosom of the family. What are the essential points Jesus is drawing our attention to here in this parable? Let's look first at the father. After the younger son has got what he wanted from him, he immediately leaves home. Despite the hurt any normal father would feel, this father never stops loving him. One gets the impression that from the moment this younger son left the front door, as it were, his father was constantly and longingly looking out for him. For we're told that while he was a long way off, he saw him. And when the younger son comes to his senses and returns home seeking his father's forgiveness, the father spots him and runs to greet him, his wayward son. He doesn't berate, lecture, or humiliate his son for the wrong he has done. And actually, he interrupts his son's rehearsed expression of sorrow. Instead, he restores him to his place within the family and even throws a banquet for him. What is so striking is the lavishness and generosity of the father's love. Again, he never stops loving his son. Turning now to his older son, it may be that he has dutifully obeyed, served, and respected his father, but he's consumed with resentment and bitterness at his father's expression of love for his brother. He makes the mistake in thinking that he somehow owed what he perceives to be his due for dutiful and faithful service to his father. The problem here is that he lacks that generosity of heart toward his brother that was so lavishly displayed by his father. So this parable is intended to reveal the depths of God's love for us. He goes on loving us despite the frequent fractures and ruptures in our relationship with him. In other words, despite our sinfulness, which not only hurts us, but impacts on others too. But our sinfulness can find forgiveness, healing, and mercy, which can be especially realized in the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. When we seek genuine conversion, we acknowledge our sin in total honesty and humility. And when we approach this sacrament, we encounter in a tangible way the forgiveness, mercy, compassion, and healing of God, which is the grace of this sacrament. So as the Lord has gifted us with this sacrament of his forgiveness of his reconciliation, let's ask him for the desire and courage and humility to receive more often the gift of this sacrament that is always on offer to us.